macerar durante el tiempo justo y lo hemos horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees y listo. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome to the Daily Vaughan.
Hello and welcome back to the Daily Vaughan. This is Nick and I'm here to fill your brain with English over the next half an hour. So we're going to look at some news, some stuff that is happening, and lots of things that I can teach you using those tools. Yes, that is right. Fun fact of the day, by the way. You can call a person a tool. He is such a tool. It's just a way of saying idiot, really. You're such a tool. Stop being a tool. That's right. Herramienta can be an insult in English. All right, guys, so remember, as always, download the Vaughan Radio application. There are new functionalities, new and exciting. I won't be able to do a question with it today, but from next week, I will be doing them. Also, I'll be interacting with you on Twitter, so make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you send me in some questions. Oh, yes, indeed. And if you do want to follow me on Twitter, if you want to interact, send me questions, then all you need to do is to check out the following.
Tuiteanos, @I'mNickKeith, o lo que es lo mismo, @IMNickKeith.
That's right. Keith is K-E-Y-T-E. Well, let's do it. Let's check out the headlines. Let's see what the headlines for the day are. Okay, interesting story. First one, ladies and gentlemen. China is going to reduce the size of its army in a very big cut. That's right. China is going to downsize its army. So when you reduce the amount of people in a workforce, a place where people work, when you reduce the amount of employees in a company or in an army, you can say to downsize. Yeah, hacer recortes de personal, de empleados. Okay, so hacer recortes en la plantilla, to downsize. Downsize. So guys, first challenge of the show, send me your own tweets with the verb to downsize. Okay, so China is going to downsize its army. It's going to downsize its army to under 1 million. This is the biggest downsizing, the biggest cut in its troops ever. So it currently has 2.3 million in the military. It's the world's largest military, but they're going to cut it to under 1 million. This is one of the biggest reduction in troops in its history. It is the biggest troop reduction, so it's the biggest reduction in troops in the history of the country. Now, a Chinese official said this. They have said this is part of a restructuring. That's right. It is part of a restructuring process. So the People's Liberation Army, this is the name of the Chinese army, the People's Liberation Army, is going to increase the number of other services. This is including the Navy. The Navy are the naval forces at sea, you know, boats, water forces, the Navy. Okay. So they're increasing their Navy forces and the amount of missiles, so that they're reinvesting this money in the Navy and the missiles. This is on an official WeChat. WeChat is kind of like the Chinese WhatsApp, but it's kind of more of a social network. It's got more functionality. This is a WeChat account run by a Chinese newspaper, said that the old military structure, where the army accounts for the vast majority, is going to be replaced, and there's going to be a reform. Okay, they're going to reform this. So this is kind of a new mentality for the Chinese army, focusing on other areas rather than ground troops. Now, ground troops are physical soldiers that, you know, work on ground attacks, physically on the ground. It's all changing over there in China. Lots of things going on at the moment. The official reason is that they are reinvesting in the Navy and missiles, but I wonder if there is more to it than that. All right, let's move on. In Washington, lobbyists have pushed an anti-EU letter, an anti-European letter. This is all because of the Google indictment at the moment, the Google case, where the European Union is saying that Google should pay money, that they have to reform their Google shopping functionality because of antitrust, because of how it affects fair trade. So this is international criticism of the decision. But apparently this is unlikely to affect the EU's final decision. So remember, this is a huge fine that Europe is saying that Google will have to pay. It's a 2.4 billion euro fine, saying that it has abused its power in online search to affect shopping services and to kind of muscle out smaller competitors. So to muscle out is to push out of the picture, to push out of competition using force. Yeah, so the verb to muscle and to muscle out. This is currently going on. Some parts of the business community say this is an anti-American move, that is trying to establish European strength. Others see it as just an anti-Google move and a pro-competition move. This is Washington weighing in on the matter. It's lobbyists in Washington getting involved in Google's case. All right, let's move on. A shocking story here. 200 environmentalists were murdered last year. This is a new report that shows increasing violence against environmentalists, against conservationists, people who are trying to protect the environment. So it seems that the number of murders of people that are pro-environment, that are pro-protecting the climate and protecting the planet, is on the increase. Protesters from the Civic Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations. So that's the COPINH for short, are in Honduras, in Rio Blanco, protesting the construction of a dam that is going to flood their homeland. This is a dam to help water supply, but it is going to damage indigenous land for a lot of people. The protesters involved in this have been subject to... If you are subject to something, it means you are the victim of something normally. Okay, he's subject to abuse, or this is... Or it can just be the receiver of. Now, this bill is the subject of a lot of criticism. So to be, is subject to. They've been attacked, basically. They've been attacked. And there have been quite a few violent attacks against these people. And this is indicative of the increase of violent attacks against conservationists, against people that try to protect the planet. So quite a shocking report there, that even murders are getting more and more common, as well as violent attacks. And at least 200 people were murdered last year, largely for protecting their own land. So this is a worrying trend indeed, a very worrying trend. Right, moving on. In China, Liu Xiaobo has died. This is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Liu Xiaobo. He has promoted, he's been quite a dissident voice, critical of the Chinese government. He's not a popular figure, among the Chinese elite. He's not the most popular figure in China. If you are pro-government, that is, he's been quite an outspoken critic of the government. Now, if you are an outspoken critic, that means you speak out. You are very vocal. Yeah, so he is an outspoken supporter of blah, blah, blah. Or she is very outspoken. She states a lot of opinions. She says what she thinks a lot. So yes, an outspoken critic or an outspoken proponent, or just someone is very outspoken. So he has been quite an outspoken critic of the Chinese government. And now he has died. And China is, apparently the government is heavily censoring what people can say about him. People can't even say rest in peace online. So even if someone says, they express, rest in peace. Rest in peace, by the way, is que descanse en paz. Yeah, rest in peace. So people even saying rest in peace are being censored online. So around the world, people are paying tribute. They're paying tribute. Están dando el pésame, no? They are paying to pay tribute. But in China, there has not been any real coverage of the story. Okay, guys, my throat is hurting a little bit. So I'm going to have a sip of water. Voy a tomar un sorbito de agua. Un traguito, yeah? A sip. 1 second. So that is a sip, S-I-P, a sip of water, a small mouthful of water. So social media users have noticed attempts from the government to cover up any reaction, to mute any reaction. However, users are finding creative ways to pay tribute to him. He was one of China's most influential dissidents, and his death has made headlines all over the world. But people are finding ways around this. We need to see more reports on how they are actually managing to do that. Okay, what else is happening around the world, ladies and gentlemen? The NHS... The British National Health Service has come has come top in a survey that was done, a survey of world, you know, national health services. So NHS is on the top spot. Yeah, it has taken the top spot in a healthcare survey. So the Commonwealth Fund analysis of healthcare systems in 11 countries has found NHS to be the best, the safest, and the most affordable. So the most affordable healthcare, the best relationship between quality and affordability in 11 countries. So this is a study that has been conducted by experts from the Commonwealth Fund, which is a health tank. Now, this is the second time in a row that the study, which is done every 3 years, has found the UK to have the highest rated system. Now, this is despite a very large budget reduction. It has had a very long budget squeeze. To squeeze is like apretar, yeah? To squeeze something, or exprimir, you could say as well. And we're seeing like fewer and fewer staff as well. So in spite of all these problems, it is ahead of other countries. It's ahead of countries like the US, New Zealand, Norway, and Australia. So this is a study comparing health services from developed countries, and the UK has done surprisingly well. It has done surprisingly well in this latest study. So lots of people in the UK do complain, mostly about waiting lists, like we complain here in Spain. Now, the waiting list, la lista de espera. Yeah, those waiting lists are just getting longer and longer, but it still offers very good service according to this study. So guys, second challenge of the day. I want you to give me a tweet with waiting list, a waiting list. Right, that is all for the moment on that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on and let's check out something else.
Pasajeros con destino New York JFK. Antes de subir al avión, asegúrense de que su inglés está a un nivel suficiente para disfrutar bien de las vacaciones. Que luego pasa lo que pasa y no tienen confianza ni para pedir un bocadillo o preguntar cómo se va al Madison Square Garden.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan, un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. 12 horas en las que ganarás en agilidad, vocabulario, pronunciación y manejo del idioma. Es la oportunidad que estabas esperando para dar un impulso a tu inglés y alcanzar ese nivel que quieres para recorrer el mundo, mejorar en tu trabajo y disfrutar de un idioma que te abrirá todas las puertas. Apúntate ahora en el 91133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan? Ahora calienta un poco de aceite de girasol. That's it. Heat a little bit of sunflower oil in a frying pan, en una sartén. What if you don't have sunflower oil? Si no tienes aceite de girasol, puedes usar bien mantequilla o ghee, una grasa clarificada muy habitual en la cocina asiática. If you want to use olive oil, we recommend that you use a mild one.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Let's Cook es un libro de recetas para que aprendas inglés cocinando. Hemos mezclado muy bien la gramática con el vocabulario y las expresiones culinarias. Lo hemos dejado macerar durante el tiempo justo y lo hemos horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees y listo. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Science. Okay, welcome back. So, it's time for some science news. Let's check out what is happening in the world of science. So, we're looking at a story here about NASA. We've got NASA in the news. They've just made an incredible announcement. They've just announced, they have just announced, yeah, acaban de de pronunciar, they have just announced to announce, yeah, anunciar. They have just announced that it is too expensive to send people to Mars. That we will actually unlikely send people to Mars because of the price, because of how much it is going to cost. Okay, so NASA has admitted today that given the current budget that they have and the current costs of sending people to space, they cannot afford to get human beings to Mars. Okay, so they cannot afford it. They can't afford it. To get something somewhere or to get someone somewhere means, you know, to make someone arrive there, to do the necessary things to help someone or something arrive at a certain place. So, you know, we have managed to get humans to the moon. We have not yet managed to get people to Mars. Okay. We have managed to get spaceships, space probes to Mars, but we have not managed to get people to Mars. And NASA are saying that this is unlikely to happen anytime soon. Okay? So yes, to announce, guys, A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E, okay? Which was anunciar, okay? Proclamar, declarar, declarar. That was the word I was looking for, to announce. They have announced to announce. So yes, this is quite, well, it's not really that surprising. I mean, these things are very expensive. NASA has a large budget, but I've always been surprised at how much money is invested in space travel. You know, what kind of returns do we see? It's, you know, generally academic returns. Business doesn't normally gain from this that we know of, unless there's something secret happening in the background. But yes, it seems that the project is just far too expensive. So NASA has been talking about getting people to Mars for years, and they keep giving updated plans of how to do it. However, NASA's chief of human spaceflight has announced that the agency can't do it with its current budget. He said that he can't give a specific date, and that is because given current conditions, current budgetary constraints, they will not be able to do it. It is not feasible. It is not possible. Now, this seems like quite a shame, but it seems that that is the way it is going to be for the moment. So, guys, if you are excited, if you are excited about humans going to Mars, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Yeah, it's not going to happen anytime soon means it's not going to happen soon. It's just another way of saying the same thing. Right, guys, that is all for the science news for today. Let's move on. Let's have a little quick new, a little quick look at some music news.
Music.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The world of music. Top story today. Beyoncé's twins have been shown to the world for the first time. So we're looking at Sir Carter and Rumi. Interesting names. I'm going to need another sip of water, guys. 1 second. This is what happens when you do the show. After teaching for 2.5 hours, your voice disappears a little bit. Yes, so her twins are gemelos. Her twins are called Sir Carter and Rumi. So this is these are strange names. And interestingly, Jay-Z filed a trademark for the names. He managed to obtain a trademark for the names before they were given the names. So Beyoncé is 35 years old, and she now has 3 children. And it was she had a photo taken, very artistic photo of her with a dress and the children in plain view. In plain view, you know, plain to see. Very artistic. It looks like a painting almost. So yes, the children have been seen for the first time in public. Where do these names come from? Well, Jay-Z's real name is Sean Carter, and the baby's names are Sir Carter and Rumi. So Sir Carter actually comes from Sean Carter's actual name. So, a boy and a girl, and those are the names, and you can see the photos online at the moment. How are we doing for time? Just about got time to talk about one more thing, guys. Let's check out the fact of the day. What is the random fact of the day?
Random fact.
Okay, so guys, this is interesting. It's not just a straight fact. It's a random fact, and the question that hangs over this random fact. Now, this is a fact that I read a few years ago. I found very interesting, but I've always found it difficult to believe. And scientists are now saying that it should be difficult to believe. A lot of scientists are saying it's not actually true. So this is one of those widely reported facts, a fact that people say a lot, you see in a lot of places, but there is now a question mark over it. This is the fact that, the original fact is that in a human body, we have 100 times more bacteria than human cells. So humans are made of human cells, okay? Skin cells, hair cells, muscle cells. Yeah, cellulas. Okay. But the fact goes that we have so much bacteria in our body that for every one human cell, we have 100 more bacteria cells. New researchers are saying that we should forget this fact. This is a group of researchers from Israel and Canada. They say there is a lot of bacteria in our bodies, but the ratio is probably 1 to 1, not 100 to 1, but we probably have about the same amount of bacteria cells in a body in our bodies as we have human cells, which is still quite a lot, but hey, it's a lot less than we thought. So they say that the numbers are so similar that every time you go to the toilet, the ratio may go back in favor of human cells. The scientists are saying that this 10-to-1 myth is not true. They're saying this goes back to an estimate from the 1970s by a microbiologist. They said it was elegantly performed, but it's not actually a full study. The results were not detailed enough. There was not a big enough study to support his claims. And apparently, Thomas Luckley never even wanted the quote to be widely distributed and to become, you know, common fact. So the people that wrote the paper say this was just a guess. It was an elegant guess based on some research, but it was not full enough to be ever published and, you know, sent around the public. So, guys, it seems that we have a lot of microbes, a lot of bacteria in our bodies, but it's not 100 to 1. It's more like half and half. So we are still half bacteria, half human being, which is concerning enough, I think. And that is the random fact for the day. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back tomorrow at 1:30 with more Daily Vaughan. Until then, have a great day and keep studying.